a man's style in relation to his body type. All right, when I wrote this article, it was more of a reaction to the lack, it's just actually not the lack of the, if you look at it on the web, there is so much shallow information. And they throw information at men like we're all the same, like we're all built the same. And if any of you guys have been, if you've been outside your door, you realize that we come in all shapes and sizes. And so when I wrote this, the idea was to give men the idea that just because they're pushing skinny ties and skinny lapels in the fashion industry trying to sell you more does not mean that's going to complement your body type. And I'm just thinking, gosh, what was his, Josh Brogan or something like that. He's a comedian. And I saw him on the cover of a magazine with a skinny tie and a skinny lapel. And he's a big man. And it just looked, it made him look like a clown. And at the end of the day, remember, with your body size, it all comes down to proportion, to making sure you don't want clothing that's going to make you look like a giant. You don't want clothing that's going to make you look small. And let's go back to when we were kids. There was this guy, I actually wasn't allowed to watch this show by my mom, but I remember Pee Wee Herman. He seemed like bigger than he was because his clothing was so close-fitting and, in a sense, so small on him. I mean, his trousers, he wore a suit, but the sleeves were too short. The shirt was too short. Everything was really tight on him. And so when you think about that, everything on that guy made him look unproportional. It just looked wrong on him. Now, you do not want to have that look. What you want is your clothing, if you're a tall man, to not make you look like a giant or skinny and lanky. If you're a short man, you don't want it to make you look like a square box or like you're larger than you are. If you are a bodybuilder, you don't want clothing that makes you look like a cartoon character. So there are basically, we're going towards proportion and we're going towards, I would say, a little bit of negation of extreme features. So the man of average build, this changes country to country. And you'll find in the United States, last time I checked, the average man is around 5'9", and he's about 185 to 195 pounds. The weight is going up a little bit. It seems like every year we've got to fix that as a country. But most of the clothing is being built for this man. Now, there are, and you will find one of the reasons higher-end clothing costs more is because what they decide to do is to go after a little bit smaller of a, actually sometimes quite a bit smaller of a profile. So a lot of clothing that is made, let's say for Brooks Brothers, is really not made for large men, versus the Men's Warehouse is going to have a much larger profile of the models that they're using. And so their clothing is made to fit 100 different body types versus Brooks Brothers, which is made to fit less. The idea being that if a man is a bit more affluent, that he's normally going to take a little bit better care of his body. Of course, we know these are just general averages, but that gives you an idea. And if you're ever shopping and you're a really small man, think about it. You want to be shopping in Japan or shopping in Italy, because overall, the average man is smaller. And you're going to find, you know, it for the average guy, I guess it's not worth you, you know, it's probably not even feasible for you to fly over there and do your shopping. But it's something, if you ever take a trip over there, make sure to have a little bit of room in your budget, because you might just find that this is a great place to stock up on. All right, so we're going to jump into talking about the tall man. Like I hit on, the tall man, he doesn't want to look lanky. So he looks lanky because his, even though his torso is probably pretty close to average, his legs, his arms, and his head, in proportion to his torso, his legs are longer, his arms are longer, and his head is actually smaller in proportion to everything else. So this makes him look tall and lanky. It makes him kind of look like a giant. He's going to be looking for clothing which, not, you know, you've probably heard horizontal lines, you know, lines that go right across. That, of course, is good. But he's also going to be going for heavier fabrics, clothing that sits a bit heavier on his body and gives the feeling of depth. Think about it. If a guy is wearing a really slick suit versus a tweed jacket, and it's kind of, your eyes are, it's just going to be more, the slick suit is going to have a little bit more reflection with the light. It's just going to make him look thinner, versus if he's able to also cut himself up, let's say with the with a tweed jacket, with a pair of somewhat contrasting trousers, all of a sudden our eyes are going to be focused a little bit more on his midbody, and those little things are going to help bring him down a few inches. Again, a tall man doesn't need to look short, but what he wants to do is whenever somebody comes up to him, they realize, wow, you're taller than I thought. Not they could tell he was tall from 25 to 50 feet away. The short man. Now, this is, unfortunately, numerous communication studies have shown that people have a negative association with a man being short. And you've heard this if you're in this boat, and your job and your goal when you dress is to negate that, because you don't want your height to be an issue. And I'm sure you've heard that, you know, the many examples of successful men who are short. Just look at the current president of France. But that, at the end of the day, you do know that a lot of women, you look at what they're looking for, and you know, it's of course, as guys, you know, it should come as no surprise, because we're always looking for a beautiful or a woman we're attracted to. But women often put on there that they want them to be tall and taller than average. There is just a, well, okay, I've harped on enough. Let me jump to what a short man can do. Basically, you want to eliminate anything which is going to fixate the eyes, or have the eyes fixated on the feet or the middle of your body. You want the eyes to smoothly go up and down when they look at you and not to get stuck anywhere. And the way you're going to do that is you're going to wear monochromatic looks. So you always want to make sure that your jacket and that your trousers are similar in color. Now, so if you're going to be wearing a blazer, don't wear khakis. Wear a dark gray or a medium gray. That's going to give the eyes, it's going to make you just look a little bit taller. And speaking of jackets, a lot of you guys come at me and you say, well, I don't wear a sports jacket, or I never wear a blazer, or I don't like wearing suits. Well, there are very few things in your wardrobe besides a hat that is going to actually make you look taller than a jacket. The reason being is a jacket builds up the shoulders. And when you build up the shoulders on a man, you give a perception of additional height. So studies have shown that if a man is wearing a jacket versus just wearing a dress shirt, that he's going to appear about 2 inches taller. Other things short men can do, and you've probably, you know, given this some thought. I mean, look at what Tom Cruise, he wears shoes and he occasionally wears lifts that give him a couple inches as well. There's a great story of Russell Crowe out there, of how he was at a party and he took off his boots, and his boots gave him like 3 inches, and how all of a sudden he was looking eye to eye to women versus them looking up to him. And one of the directors told him to go get his boots back on because he was destroying his image. Now, right or wrong, this is just the way it is. So pay attention to your footwear. That's a very easy place to add a bit of height. Always go for the monochromatic look. You want to avoid, of course, the horizontal lines, but don't be afraid of them, because I hate to see a man who's under, let's say, 5'6", not going with any type of check shirt. When it comes down to it, if you're wearing a jacket over that, all of a sudden it's negated and it allows you to bring in more color right there in the V look. Other things on any of your jackets, you want to go for usually a 2, perhaps even a 1-button jacket. That's going to make you look more proportioned. Don't go for the button-up 3, and always avoid anything over 3 buttons on the jacket. And for your shirts, get rid of pockets. Anything that's a distractor, again, you're going for simplicity and allowing the eyes to go up and down. Let's talk about the heavy man. When it comes down to it, you're never going to look thin, but you can look sharp and classy. So I use an example of a British Parliament member and what he was wearing here. But when it comes down to it, there's nothing that you can do about your stomach, or at least in the immediate point. And of course, I'm not, you know all about exercise now, eating well and stuff. I'm not going to go down that path. What I would say, though, is think about what I was saying with the short man. You want to make sure the proportions on your clothing match. So you want to avoid anything that's skinny, any of those skinny ties, any of those skinny lapels. You want to make sure that the jacket you put on, that the pockets don't appear smaller for some reason, that you're not, you don't want to be wearing a lot of those really heavyweight fabrics that the tall and skinny man's wearing, because those are just going to make you look a little bit wider. You want to stick with darker colors, and darker colors on average give a thinner silhouette. more than almost any body type, you want to also pay attention to fit. For the tall, lanky man, half an inch isn't that big of a deal. For you, half an inch is very important. So you want to go in and perhaps take your clothing and get it altered or tailored every time you start to fluctuate a bit in weight. And you're going to feel, you know, when you start feeling the clothing, you're not wearing your clothing tight, but you are wearing it closer to the body. Because a lot of large men, they think if they wear loose clothing, it's going to make them look smaller. It's the complete opposite. It makes them look, excuse my language, but it makes them look like crud. And you do not want to go down that path. Because again, at the end of the day, you're not going to hide the fact you're a large man, but you can look stylish and large versus basically fat and a slob. So I also talk about, you know, two-button jackets are good. I like the deep V. It helps elongate the chest. Peak lapels, if you can find them. Otherwise, go for a proportional lapel. Avoid what I was also saying with the short man. A lot of the stuff applies to you. You don't want to be cutting yourself in half and drawing attention to your legs. Make sure also on your trousers, and this applies to the short man if you're still listening, you want to be raising up and make sure you don't have a lot of excess room in the crotch area. The thin man. So related to the tall man, but also you've got the small and petite. The thin man, it's at the end of the day, you don't want clothing that looks like you're wearing your older brother stuff. So you want to also go into the tailor and be careful. You need to make sure your clothing can fit you pretty well when it first comes off the rack. And this comes to maybe one of my early suggestions. I mean, shopping in Japan, shopping in Italy, or buying clothing from that part of the world may help you quite a bit simply because they have a larger, thinner population and the clothing is built for them. I mean, if you ever travel to Thailand, you're going to see overall these people are much smaller, much thinner. And the clothing that you can buy in the stores is going to be much closer to what you need than when you walk into Target or you walk into JCPenney's or even some of the higher end stores that cater to much larger men. Another thing with thin men is don't be afraid, again, the heavier fabrics, but don't be afraid also of layering. So, and you can do this by making sure that the clothing is medium to thin. So you could have a dress shirt on, wear a sweater over that, and then throw on a jacket. And that right there is going to give you a little bit of extra weight. But be careful because you're going to want, again, you do want to go to the tailor because you're going to want to make sure that your sleeves are thinned up a bit. So again, proportion, proportion, proportion. All right, in the article I go into tall and heavy, tall and thin, short and stout, short and thin, but really a lot of the points I elaborated on already. So the muscular man, I've got two types of muscular men. The one in which he spends a lot of time on the upper body and the other one that spends a lot of time on the lower body. Usually the one at the top and with the upper body we see more here in the U.S. And this is a bodybuilder, somebody that is going for that V-shaped. And that's what we all strive for. But the problem with the bodybuilder is his drop has become extreme. It's usually close to 10 inches. I've seen it quite a bit more than 10 inches. What you do not want to, there's a, he was a dandy, I think maybe 50 or 70 years ago. I can't even remember. It's something bunny. They talk about him over on the style forums. To me, it sounds kind of a little strange. So I don't know a whole lot about the guy, but he was huge about waist suppression to the extent that it looked extreme. Waist suppression is for, I think for women about 100 years ago when they were wearing corsets, it is not for a man. And I do give men some waist suppression whenever I have a man who's got a great body and I'm making a suit for him, but it only goes to a point because if you start getting an extreme amount of waist suppression, all of a sudden the look is more cartoonish than it is practical and sharp looking. And it's just not a place that you want to go. You're going to find that it starts to become uncomfortable and you're going to draw, all of a sudden you're going to become not a great looking man, but more of a man that is perhaps going to be viewed as vain and a little bit too much into himself. But at the end of the day, you are taking care of your body and you want clothing that fits. So let's say you're buying everything off the rack. I have hit on it before, but simply take your clothing to the tailor. Most of you listening to this do not do that. So your shirts, you can have those all darted. So darted basically means we bring in a little bit of fabric on the sides. And it's not just dress shirts. You can have polos darted as well. Also, if you've got a favorite night going out shirt, you can have that done as well. It depends a lot on the fabric and, of course, how much you paid for it. Now, muscular men also look for certain types of cuts and brands that do have something built for you. You're going to get a lot closer. And for you, it's more important than many of the other body builds out there that you get that initial fit right. And I know for a lot of you guys with the big upper bodies, you get something that fits you right in the shoulders, and then it's like a tent down below. What you need to do is go look for something that's a little bit higher end, find it on sale perhaps, but make sure that fits you in the shoulders, and you're going to find it's going to have a, you know, maybe a 2-inch more tapered cut. But this is a big deal because a jacket can only be brought in around 2 inches on the waist. And the reason, well, technically you could bring it in 6 to 10 inches, but what happens once you start going beyond 2 inches is the proportions start going out. The pockets appear to be in the wrong place, and a tailor can do it, but you know, it's like turning a car into a truck. Yeah, you could, you know, you could cut off the back of your car, but it's built on the wrong chassis, so it's not going to function right, and you're going to end up destroying the vehicle. The same with a jacket. Now, let's talk about the guy with the muscular lower body. Here, you've got to worry about a prominent buttocks. Also, large thighs. You're going to want, and don't be afraid, most of this, everything out there is going to be flat front. I think for a man, when he has all of this muscle down there, he could easily look towards a single deep pleat. It looks great, and it gives him a bit more room, because what you need to worry about is with your large quads and then your large buttocks, you've got basically an exaggeration on the front and the back of the trouser, and this can cause tension when you're moving. So one option is to have it built really big and bulky like MC Hammer, and I don't think you want that. The other option is you're going to want to make sure it fits you very close, very well fitted up in the crotch area. So yeah, I know this sounds almost counterintuitive, but you want to have a smaller, you want to have less room in the crotch. And what that will do is it's going to actually allow your legs to move more free. The other thing is, and this is where it may be worth your time, you're actually looking to have some trousers custom made, is find something that can accommodate your buttocks. So there are going to be certain brands of denim. I know that there's a company called Bonobos out there that for a long time was making trousers that were built for this type of man. So look for things out there. You can find them. There's a lot of very niche companies selling these type of products on the web. And I'll probably hit that in an article which I talk about shopping on the web. But that is it for this segment, and I will see you in the next one.